You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and it's Tuesday, April 22nd. In a rare move, the Seaside City Council voted 4-3 last week to rescind funding that it had previously granted to residents to remove trash from private property. The trash is largely associated with unsanctioned homeless campers near the Mill Ponds area. Last month, the owner of Ruby's Roadside Grill on South Roosevelt Drive and two other Seaside residents requested $5,000 from the city. They said the money would help them with disposal fees from trash that had accumulated on the restaurant's property. City Councilor Seamus McVeigh had initially voted in favor of the funding, but then invoked a clause in council rules to reconsider the action. He said he took that step after learning that the restaurant owner, Candace Remmer, was delinquent on back taxes for the property in excess of $100,000. Remmer said she was aware of the issues with back taxes and is working to fix them. The majority of city councilors agreed with McVeigh that taxpayer dollars shouldn't go to someone who is so delinquent on their taxes. Other city councilors, however, said the community wants to see the area cleaned up and that it is partially the city's responsibility. The story comes to us through a news partnership with The Historian. U.S. Representative Maxine Dexter traveled to El Salvador yesterday to call for the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The first-term Portland Democrat was one of four congressional Democrats who made the trip. Abrego Garcia is an El Salvadorian citizen who was living in Maryland before being wrongly deported and imprisoned last month. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the Trump administration should facilitate Abrego Garcia's return to the U.S. That hasn't happened. In an interview with OPB's Think Out Loud, Dexter said she's worried about the precedent being set.
I'm here to elevate this issue, to keep it in the public eye, and to make sure it is clear that this is a bright red line that has been crossed, and we cannot accept it for Mr. Abrego Garcia or anyone else.
Dexter said she's heard more from her constituents in recent weeks about Abrego Garcia and the lack of due process than any other issue. Oregon importers are warning that price hikes due to tariffs are going to get worse this summer. At a meeting in Portland yesterday, businesses told Senator Ron Wyden that tariffs are also threatening local jobs. Kyra Buckley reports.
Oregon companies that import everything from antiques to electrical parts for manufacturing are scrambling. President Donald Trump's widespread tariffs mean they have to come up with more money just to do business. That means raising prices and possibly cutting staff. Senator Wyden says one in four Oregon jobs depends on trade.
This tariff battle is one of the most important battles for the Oregon economy and Oregon's future.
Companies told Wyden they will have to pass on the price of tariffs to consumers by this summer if they haven't already. Wyden plans to introduce a bipartisan privileged resolution next week to reverse Trump's tariffs. I'm Kyra Buckley reporting.
Pope Francis died Monday at 88 years old. Oregonians are remembering him as a leader dedicated to helping the poor and protecting the environment. Suzanne Teal, a bishop with Roman Catholic Women Priests, USA, said it's a sad day and that the world has lost a wonderful leader.
I mean, look at the warm, wonderful man he was. I'm trying to be open to whether it was the gay and lesbian population years ago when he was on that plane and said, who am I to judge, whether it's dealing with trans people and meeting with them, whether it's dealing with the migrants, and that's a big one. Whether it's trying to promote peace in the world, this man truly is a saint.
Pope Francis made his last public appearance just on Sunday to bless thousands of people in St. Peter's Square on Easter. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek ordered flags at Oregon public institutions to be flown at half-staff in honor of the Pope. Proposals to limit how transgender girls can participate in sports in Washington state have been rejected. KUOW's Sammy West reports.
One proposal would have banned trans girls from playing girls' sports. It failed by just one vote, although it was advisory only and could not be enacted under current state law. David Vanderjagt is the superintendent of the Linden School District, one of the districts backing the proposal. He hopes the vote provoked thoughtful conversation about a complex issue, and he emphasized the proposal was only meant to preserve the, quote, integrity of girls' sports, not prevent trans athletes from playing the sports they love.
My hope out of this is that people will see it for what it is around fair competition, not that it is a subset of rural, bigoted communities that don't want to support all children.
A second proposal would have created a third open division for transgender athletes. It was resoundingly defeated with a vote of 13 to 40. Sammy West, KUOW News.
For weather today in the Lower Columbia River region, sunny with highs in the high 50s. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the high 30s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows in the low 40s. Work is underway on two new permanent bridges on Miami Foley Road to the east of Wheeler. The Oregon Department of Transportation is overseeing the $3.3 million project, which includes the construction of new bridges over Crystal Creek and Dry Creek. The work is expected to be completed by November. The funding for the project includes a mix of state and federal money, as well as money from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, following a disaster declaration by Oregon Governor Tina Kotek in response to storms in 2023. Plans to replace the bridges have been in motion for nearly a decade, beginning when culverts installed at the two creeks were damaged during a 2015 storm. Designs for both bridges had been completed in 2023, when the Miami River rose 4 feet in a single day during a December storm and a 30-foot washout occurred at Crystal Creek. A temporary bridge replacement was installed at Crystal Creek, and the road was reopened within 3 weeks. As new permanent bridges are being installed, drivers should expect temporary traffic signals at two locations on Miami Foley Road. Two full nighttime closures will occur during the project to allow the contractor to set the beams for the new bridges. ODOT will provide notice ahead of these closures. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you'll always find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org. See you tomorrow.